this week, Lego unveiled its latest entry in the Make Kids Smarter While They Have Fun market at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's a kit that lets kids build smart toys with the help of sensors and motors, and it's got a heavy dose of coding to make the blocks come alive. While that may help grow the tech workforce down the road, right now when companies want to grow their future coding talent pool, they invite students to their campuses or to an institutional classroom of some kind. But now Google and MIT's Media Lab have started an after-school coding program in the Fruitvale section of Oakland, California, to get kids interested in tech without leaving the neighborhood. Queena Kim of Here and Now contributor KQED checked it out.
The after-school program is called Code Next, and it's located in a storefront in the shopping center next to the Fruitvale Metro train station. Valeria Fornes was there on a recent Tuesday. She's 14 years old and says until now, the extent of her computer skills has been helping her dad troubleshoot his smartphone. She goes to a high school a few miles up the street.
The most fun thing I've made is using the 3D printer, and I made a game.
We're in the lab at Code Next. Behind us is the 3D printer and a laser cutter. And by game, Valeria means a board game. The one she made had little pieces that fit inside the board. I asked Valeria, what does making a board game have to do with coding computers?
Everything's just a big puzzle. If something doesn't work, you have to rearrange almost everything.
We actually introduce kids to coding through making.
April Alvarez is the after school's experience manager. She was part of a team that worked with community members and students to develop the program. And we're in the lab with Valeria. It's the size of a classroom and it has an industrial feel. The floors are concrete, the ceiling is exposed. Alvarez says even the architecture has been carefully planned to reflect Code Next's teaching philosophy.
We wanted kids to see the inner workings of this space. We wanted them to see the pipes, the wiring, everything that makes this place work.
Google teamed up with MIT's Media Lab to create the Code Next curriculum. The idea is simple. Coding is also making, and it takes the same problem-solving skills as making things in real life. So instead of lectures on programming, students at Code Next are assigned projects, like make a board game. And instead of teachers, Code Next has coaches. Most are trained classroom teachers, but don't necessarily have coding skills. Together, the students and coaches figure out how to make stuff. Brian Goff is a coach at Code Next.
One thing that's been really, really cool for me is not being a coder, is actually learning with the kids.
These are relatively new ideas. They're broadly seen as a better way to get students engaged, but they're not broadly used.
Hadi Partavi has done a lot of thinking about how to teach computer programming in elementary and high schools. He's the CEO and co-founder of Code.org, a nonprofit that provides computer science curriculum and teacher training to K-12 schools. Code.org is used in 120 school districts nationwide and is funded by tech companies like Microsoft, Facebook, and Google.
You know, when I went to college, the way you'd learn was basically having an expert lecturer deliver the lecture on today's class, and then you just need to take notes.
Partavi says that approach generally works for students who are already into coding, but it's failed to hook students who aren't. And it's these students educators need to reach. In 2015, more than 600,000 tech jobs went unfilled in the United States. Tech companies and the Obama administration have pushed to make computer science a part of the K-12 curriculum. But even in California, home to Silicon Valley, a majority of the high schools don't offer classes in computer programming.
This is still a relatively nascent field, and the majority of our public schools don't teach it. And so computer science is a field that really lends itself to a new pedagogical model.
Partavi says universities from Harvard to Carnegie Mellon and MIT with Code Next have been taking the lead in creating a new model. While Google plans to open a similar after-school program in Harlem next year, MIT says the immediate goal is to use the program to figure out a curriculum that works and get educators to adopt it. For Here and Now, I'm Queena Kim.